It seems like you strike a very different timbre, T-I-M-B-R-E, when discussing physical evil than when discussing intellectual evil. Physical evil is seen as the mysterious hand of God, thus ultimately good, whereas it doesn't seem like you strike the same sad yet positive note when dealing with false ideas. Would you agree that you treat them differently? If so, why do you? Physical evil is seen as a mysterious hand of God, thus ultimately good, whereas it doesn't seem like you strike the same sad yet positive. Okay. Well, the first thing that comes to my mind as to why that is the case, if it is the case, is that there is no morality in a flood, a hurricane, cancer. Cancer is not deciding to kill me. Floods are not deciding to kill my children. They do it. So there's a huge difference immediately. False ideas emerge out of a volitional, intellectual context, which in the emergence is evil. It's wrong. And the other, there's no morality there. So now let's see. Physical evil is seen as the mysterious hand of God, thus ultimately good. Well, ultimately works good, whereas it doesn't seem like you strike the same sad yet positive note when dealing with false ideas. So evidently whoever wrote this thinks that when I consider, let's just say, open theism, I've been thinking about it recently, I don't respond with the sense that this is a sad and providentially used tidal wave breaking on the church like a tsunami in Sri Lanka, wiping out tens of thousands of people. And that's an accurate observation. I don't respond the same. And it's because the Bible treats false teachers as blameworthy and responsible for foisting this hellish tidal wave on the church and holds them responsible for it. Now, maybe what this question, maybe the effect it should have on me for improvement is that I should ask whether there's a satanic volition behind a tidal wave or a hurricane or cancer that is killing, because Satan delights, he's a murderer from the beginning, the Bible says. So I should have the same kind of moral reaction to him that I do against, say, progenitors of destructive false teaching. And I should. Yes, that's right. I should feel very angry at Satan. And I think I do. I don't like Satan. I am angry at Satan. However, that's one thing. The origin, the volitional origin of a false doctrine and the non-volitional origin of cancer or a tidal wave. They don't have a mind or a will of their own. They're being produced by God for his good purposes, whereas the false teacher is not producing these for good purposes. I am, maybe this is what the question is getting at, I am willing to ask the question, will God turn false teaching for ultimate good? And he will. But the way he does it is by our strong opposition to the false teachers. In other words, making the judgment that a false teaching that arises will one day turn out for good doesn't nullify the means that God might use to get it there, namely the opposition of the church. Paul said, it is necessary that there be factions among you that the genuine might be obvious. Well, that doesn't mean that when the false teacher emerges, nobody should create a faction because God's going to work it all out for good in the end. You do. You say, that will not be taught in this church. That's demonic, that's horrible, that hurts people, which is what I believe about open theism. And so a second, besides their different origins, a second difference would be the destruction that is wrought by cancer is not a hellish destruction. It doesn't condemn anybody. It doesn't produce in the people that it kills unbelief. Whereas false doctrine, by its very nature, is telling people God is not like he says he is. That's not what a cancer does. At least not if it's being handled pastorally with wisdom. The way a pastor handles false teaching with wisdom is by pointing out to people, this will kill you. You believe this, it will kill you forever. No cancer will kill you forever. No tsunamis will kill you forever. But this teaching will kill you forever. If you go where it's going, it will destroy your soul. And so both its effect and its origin are different. That's a very provocative question. I have more to think about it.